Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a still beautiful Friday afternoon, right? I was hearing a word, maybe some severe thunderstorms and severe weather that could come through the greater Boston, Massachusetts area.
Knock it off.
No. Wait, what?
Yeah, tomorrow and Sunday. I think tomorrow 70% 70% chance, Sunday 30.
And no. Some of these high wind
it only wants to rain on the weekends.
Yeah. You won't need your bike tomorrow.
Keep
that covered in storage and because there's flooding potentially. You know,
oh, great.
2 inches of rain in less than an hour.
Yeah, the radar on the TV behind you isn't looking great.
Yeah, lots of colors.
And yes, I did just admit that I wasn't paying attention.
It's okay. I'm used to it. We're going to play a little game here on WEEI Afternoons now. And a reminder, 4:30, Mike Giardi, our pal, who has been at all the OTAs.
Yep.
So I can trust his eyes. I trust Paul Perillo's eyes. There's a couple sets of eyes that I sort of trust.
Oh, okay.
Who don't you trust? Everybody else. Ah.
it's just a chosen few that you will trust with their opinions on what they're seeing.
Isn't that okay?
Mikey G is one of them.
Don't you have certain sources that you trust more than others?
I think that's probably a smart way of going about it.
I read everything, but I sift through.
You know what? And I would trust Mike G and Paulie.
Yeah. Okay.
Paul's
so
my guy
me.
Too.
So we're going to play a little game called More Likely, where I am going to ask you a question with two options, and you're just going to simply tell me which is more likely to happen.
Whoa.
Now, you're not allowed to say the middle, whatever the middle ground would be. You're not allowed to say
that. No fence sitting.
Like, you know, for example, this isn't one of them, but Travion Henderson, more likely to rush for just 50 yards or 1,500. You're not allowed to say, well, really, I think he'll end up around 750. No. You have to pick one of the polls, one of the options.
Pick.
Okay. So the first one off the bat, we've been talking about Celtics. My guy on Twitter, I'm in on the text line, continues to hammer in all caps. Can't wait to see the Jaylen Brown-led Celtics. This is going to be a circus every night. We're all going to be laughing at his turnovers. Okay. More likely, Celtics are a top 4 seed in the playoffs in 2025-2026 or miss the playoffs. And this is however you foresee the Celtics playing out this offseason. So you're kind of speculating in advance on how you know, Brad Stevens, he's going to trade Drew Holiday, he's going to do this, whatever. Mm. So more likely, 4 seed or better, or not in the playoffs. Ted Johnson.
You know what? I put my answer in the email, and I'm looking at it, and I'm starting to go, I don't like it. So I said initially my first thing was that they'd miss the playoffs. Now that I've had some time to think about it, since this morning till now, I'm going to say
a lot of time in traffic.
I'm going to say they're going to they're closer to a top 4 seed in making the playoffs. Because what I forget is that pretty much every team in the NBA makes the playoffs.
Yeah, and especially in the East, the East is not going to be great.
And so I'm going to recant my first opinion and say they're closer to a 4 seed. I don't think it's going to be a I don't trust JB to be, I don't know, lead this team and have this inspiring kind of season next year. I really don't. You know, I just don't. In my heart of hearts, I'm not feeling it. So, but again, the East is so weak, and I think, you know, most teams make it in the playoffs. So I'm going to say, Daniel, that they are closer to being a four seed than they are out of the playoffs.
You want to defend your boy JB, or you want me to go?
No, you can go.
Okay,
we'll save that for another day.
So playoff includes play-in, wherein 10 teams make the playoffs in the East, right?
Well, no. When I say make the playoffs, I mean they would make the eight.
They would.
I guess that 10, because that gives you an easy answer. No. They either miss the playoffs, they're not in it, they're a lottery team, or they're a top four seed.
I'm just making sure you're doing a great job with your moral
litigator
so far.
Don't be a litigator. Just answer the damn question.
More likely to be a top four. I'm right there with you. I don't think JB's going anywhere. I do think that one of Drew Holiday or Kristaps Porzingis will get moved, but I trust enough in A, Brad Stevens to be able to replicate that, and B, I think there are just enough young, unproven, up-and-coming players that the Celtics have proven that they develop well down in Maine in the G League, and that they brought up through their system, that I think can at least pick up the slack. Will they win the NBA Finals? Probably not, but I still don't see the East being great. Still think it's top heavy. You'll have to deal with Cleveland. Clearly Indiana's going to be here for a while. The Knicks, after firing Tibbs, I don't know exactly what to expect from them. Still talented, but they've gotten a couple rounds in and flamed out a couple of times. So, yeah, I'm still relatively Homer Hawkish confident.
And Milwaukee's probably moving on from Giannis.
Yeah,
so.
Right. You guys are right. It's a lock that they're going to. I don't want to hear that they're not that good because Jason Tatum's gone. I was told they were the most talented roster ever. And the genius, Brad Stevens, if he trades Drew Holiday, you trust him as the genius to make that work and make the team as good or better out of that move. So,
and I have no reason not
14.
To. That's the thing.
Okay. I have a bit of an infatuation with this guy right now, so you probably know what's coming. More likely, Efton Chisholm catches 0 passes for the Patriots or 50. What are you laughing at?
There is no fence sitting in this one. This
no,
is
that's
all
it's more likely. You got to pick. Would you rather style?
All right, Teddy, mind if I go?
Yeah, go, bud.
I'm saying 0. I think after the – you're welcome, Andy. I think he's going to be a factor during camp. I think that he's gonna push, and I hope that he pushes the other players in your wide receiver room, especially your pair of now sophomores that you're trying to work the drops out of on the fly. I think he's going to push guys for performance. I think he's going to be a factor. I also think he is the perfect practice squad player.
Yes.
I think he's a guy that you keep in your mix, that you can have as an insurance policy if, say, Stephon Diggs really does flame out and not have anything left after recovering from his injury. But I'm as much as I like to hear this, I do think there is something to your cynical side. I'm spending too much time with you because there's something to your cynical side of it may be more of just a reporting bubble that is yet to burst for this guy.
Ted, real quick, if I can just interject,
please.
He actually swayed me the other way in a slight sense with that argument. That famous story of Jimmy Johnson when he went to the Dolphins and Larry Izzo, remember him? And he said, after a preseason game, something to the effect, I know I got one player on my team, Larry Izzo. I got to find 52
That's
more.
That's right. Great story.
You just made me think that Vrabel in this weird wide receiver room could use Chisholm as some sort of motivational prove it. You jackals, you Polk think you're a second round pick. This guy's got less talent than you, but he's getting more out of his body and he's a player on my team. I think you just swayed me that maybe Chisholm is this symbolic roster guy for this, this Vrabel-like culture
I'm
turnover.
So confused. Okay,
why?
If he's the symbolic roster guy,
then you're
saying he's going to have a productive season.
Oh, that's my point. He just scared me that he might be the next, you know, great white hope or whatever they want to call him.
Why does
there.
That scare you that he might be a productive player?
I don't know how good he is. We fall in love with this.
Right,
anyway, what's your answer?
My answer?
0 or 50?
It's 50. It's not even close.
He says just like it's 50. It's obvious, idiot.
It's not even close. Look, I'm sorry. Here's a guy that you put him out there and he produces every single day. Doesn't matter who you. Oh, but he's undrafted. He's you know, and he's a small white guy to play slot. Yeah, so what? Can he play football or not?
I don't know. We don't know yet. He's only had shorts on.
Okay, that's fair. But for the information I have right now today, I'm telling you he's closer to catching 50 balls than he is 0 balls because I'm not as high on DeMario Douglas as you are.
Hey, you're a hater.
Not a hater, just not as – I mean, the guy's a fifth-round draft pick who I don't think is really done as much as to get the kind of the attention he's gotten. And I just think he and Efton is going to be a guy that is going to get open fast and give outlets to the Drake May, and they're going to be very, very comfortable, these two. So to me, I feel very comfortable saying he's closer to 40 catches than none at all.
So aggregators out there, Pro Football Talk, Ted Johnson, colon, Chisholm to catch 50 passes in New England.
Perfect.
Go with it. Run with
there
it.
There you go.
Up next, actually, let's work in a quick phone call here. Joe in Melrose has been hanging on. He has a thought on Chisholm. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I have a quick comment and I have a question for Andy. So quick comment. I think Defton Chisholm's definitely going to make the team. For me, I'd only keep five receivers. I'd only keep Pop Douglas from last year's team. I'd have Stephon Diggs, Kyle Williams, Efton Chisholm, and Matt Collins be the other four, and just look for the sixth receiver on the waiver wire. And my question for Andy is, I know you can't beat Christian Arkin in an arm wrestling match, but could you beat Mike Girardi or Fitzy?
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yes, I could beat them together. They could tag team and
wow.
I'd still beat them.
Okay.
And I obviously could beat Arkand as well.
Dropped.
So, yeah, it is what it is. And I'm not hating on Chisholm, as the Twitch chat says, Brett Norton, speaking of haters. I'm not hating on Chisholm. I'm just questioning the projections and the popular. The fact that 74% of Patriots fans believe this guy's going to make the roster before he even puts on shoulder pads,
you know what it is,
or pants.
He's the only one that's producing. He's the only one that's separating himself in these OTAs from the other receivers.
In shorts and T-shirts.
That's fine.
And if they go to flag football, then I would have him making the Patriots. But they got to play real football,
okay,
where pads and hitting still matter.
By the way, you didn't make your pick.
More likely to catch zero passes.
100%. All of that positive. So I didn't scare you that
no,
much.
No, you didn't scare me that
that's
much.
That's too bad.
More likely not to make it to the All-Star break, Andrew Bailey or Pete Fatsy?
Go.
Dan Ball.
For me, I think it's Fatsy.
Oh.
I'm not saying it is resume-based. I think Andrew Bailey's pitching staff has been worse than Pete Fatsy's hitting when you look at the availability of players. I think you could point to injuries a lot more on the offensive side of the ball for the Red Sox. I see a connection between Craig Breslow and Andrew Bailey that I don't think is going anywhere anytime soon. So I think it's very commonplace in sports. You fire the coordinator, you fire the assistant coach. So assuming the Red Sox are nearing that kind of decision, if they don't want to call up Roman Anthony for some reason, I think Fatsy would end up being the odd man out because I don't think he has as strong of a tie to the organization as Bailey does right now.
Oh, and Dan would be wrong.
Oh, Teddy.
That would be Andrew Bailey is the one that would go before Fatsy because I think the pitching is huge problem. So is the hitting, but they got the drive line. You know, there's like this other cover. They have these other department for the hitting. Horrible, horrible, horrible starting pitching. I think the starting pitching is crippled this team. The first inning debacle has been just terrible. A lot of the pitchers other than Crochet have underperformed. And I think Andrew Bailey, he's been here the shortest. So the guy that's just got here, he's only been here a couple of years, and he came in with Breslow. Usually those are the first guys to go. Where Fatsy's got a longer history with Cora, I think that's more his guy. I don't see him going. So I'm going to say Andrew Bailey is more likely to go than the hitting coach.
I agree with Ted, and I think people are going to read this as a power play move. Who's making the decisions behind closed doors? If Breslow keeps Bailey, who I think a lot of people, including maybe Cora, who would like to throw more fastballs, I read between the lines of his pause answer the other day.
Silent spoke volumes.
People may read this in terms of
power. Like a wink? Can he almost wink at you?
It kind of felt that way. I didn't know if you guys saw that, too. Kind of felt that way. I'm going to say one thing here, but you know how I really feel where we make eye contact.
I really, really want to answer this question for you. I promise you.
So, it's going to be interesting, but I think it's Bailey. If one guy doesn't make it to the All-Star break, I think it's the pitching. It's Bailey. Real quick, I need to respond to the 978 on the text line. I don't think people know the story of Julian Edelman. I really don't think they do. They think Julian Edelman is a comp to Chisholm. He's not. Julian Edelman took years before he became Julian Edelman in the Patriots offense. Julian Edelman had to overcome the fact that they saw Welker leave and they handed $55 million to Danny Amendola to take over the slot role, and then he blew out his groin in week one in Buffalo and couldn't play, and that's when Julian Edelman swooped in and took off. It wasn't right out the gates as a rookie, even though we had that famous clip of of, you ever hear of Wally Pipp to Wes Welker?
Yeah.
Like, Bill may have liked him, but it took a while, and Bill didn't invest in him. Bill invested in Danny Amendola to replace Wes Welker. Yeah. Then he got injured, and Edelman was ready and took off. So do a little research.
Apples and oranges.
But do a little research before you call me out on Chisholm-Edelman comparison. There is no comparison. And he would have left this team if he had been healthy when he was a free agent and went to New York, but he was on crutches with a broken foot, and no one wanted him, so he came crawling back to the Patriots.
Okay.
Talked himself out of breath on that one.
Similar question to one we had earlier. More likely Bruins are a top four seed in the Stanley Cup playoffs next year or miss the playoffs again?
You guys would probably think I'm going to say top four seed because I just really gave
Marco Sturm. He's the greatest coach ever.
Marco Sturm.
You got him in the finals against Edmonton, I think, next year.
So contrary to what you might think based off of my three-point stance, I'm going to say they're more likely the Bruins are to miss the playoffs.
Oh.
I just
negativity.
There's stink. That this past campaign, there's a lot of just smelled. It just really smelled a little stinky.
Yeah.
Do we even know who the captain's going to be? Is this going to be a captainless team this year?
Two associates, but no C's. Yeah, right, Dan Ball?
I think so.
Two associates.
Give all three an A. Give Swayman an A. He's a new human, isn't he?
Him an F.
I mean, a lot of people say, "Well, there's the makings of a team that has a core with Swayman and Pasta and Charlie McAvoy." I'm not as sold. That core doesn't get me all hot and bothered and doesn't blow my skirt up much. It doesn't. I'm going the other way. I don't think all of a sudden that Swayman has just found his game based off of his accomplishments in the offseason. I don't really believe in this team based off of what I saw last year.
Am I the only one who just had visions of that famous Marilyn Monroe walking over the grate, but Ted's head on her body with the skirt getting blown up? Brian Frazoco, if you have anything to do back there on the Twitch feed, feel free. Dan Ball?
I was thinking as Ted was talking, how can I try to turn this positively and say they'd make the playoffs?
They could be a top four seed.
A top four seed, they're just so incomplete. I mean, the core that you talk about, first of all, there is something to that core being a bit rotten, perhaps. But we'll see that on display because now you have no Marchand, no Chara, no Bergeron, all that. They're so incomplete other than those players. You tried to kind of work your youth in this year with Patra and Lysell and Mason Lauri, and it did not go well. I think it's actually prudent to miss the playoffs this year. You got a generational player in next year's draft by the name of Gavin McKenna. Wouldn't be surprised to see a little frozen envelope action for the Bruins next year if they miss. There's theories that it's happened before, and so you never know. It's happened in Edmonton with McDavid, happened in Chicago with Connor Bedard, maybe the Bruins with Gavin McKenna, and there's also a very good free agent class next year. So you miss, you save those assets, you might be able to come back in a year's time. So I'm going miss.
I like where your head's at with the Gavin McKenna. I know nothing about him, but if you tell me he's a generational talent,
right? Connor McDavid.
He's in that ilk of, he's the number one overall player versus this year where it's more of a debate.
And the NHL is better when Boston is good at hockey, so one of those original teams gets a star player. I like where your head is at. More likely, this is for Ted Johnson, and this will get people say, oh, you guys always talk about this guy. Ted Johnson.
Hey, we don't, though.
We don't. We don't, actually. We talk about him less than we probably could. I know. More likely, Bill Belichick makes it to a third season at UNC or doesn't make it through one season at UNC. Ted goes first.
But I really just, I went back and forth on this one. I couldn't really figure this one out, but I settled on doesn't make it through the season.
Yeah.
I thought, maybe either, a month and a half ago that there was a chance he doesn't even get to the start of the season. So to say Bill Belichick 3 years, we don't talk a lot about what Pablo Torre has been reporting, but what he has been reporting, there's so many little nuggets to this story that we can't get to all of it. And it almost, if we addressed every little nugget, it would take over the show, to be honest. But the UNC is, according to Pablo Torre, who's got multiple sources. It's not just one or two.
11.
11,
amazing.
Right? UNC did not even come. They did not see this coming.
Right.
So they didn't really vet Bill the way they should have. So a lot of this stuff, they never wanted. They just wanted the coach, not all the stuff that comes with the coach. And so they're already tired of him. So to think 3 years, they're going to last with this guy. Bill's, he's not long for this job, in my opinion.
Dan Ball.
Can I phone a friend?
Sure.
Stiz.
Stiz Areno.
championship this year, baby. Let's go, championship.
First time since 83 ACC champs.
Championship?
No, obviously I'm being a little hyperbolic, but they finish over 500.
Wow, you've really lowered the bar a little bit.
10 wins.
What do they play down there? 13 games, so they're a 7-6 football team. Ooh, somewhere Mac Brown goes, I could do that.
$10 million.
Yeah, you better hope your Patriots are over 500.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I would say, yeah, doesn't make it through the season. I can't envision him 3 years from now being the head coach at North Carolina. I just can't.
3 years is a little crazy, but he absolutely makes it through the season.
Absolutely?
Absolutely, no doubt in my mind.
So that means to the second season. Not through the season.
No.
Because I think...
Through the season, and then maybe he steps down and lets his son take over.
That's what I think is the most likely
outcome. Me too. But we're not allowed to pick those. This is the game.
Right.
Is it a step down, or is it a UNC nudge? Hey, man, we'd like to go our separate ways.
We're going to preserve your reputation.
No, but he negotiates it. It's a great question, Dan, because he negotiates it.
Yeah.
Because in a weird way, they might be like... But we don't want Steve, and Steve's the coach in waiting. We want to cut ties with the whole – and Bill goes, well, I won't step down unless you insured me you're keeping Steve. Yeah. I'll get out of your hair and keep my son.
I'm just curious. I don't know what the UNC buyout is after his first – like, it's – I don't know. I mean, my guess is UNC will pay whatever they got to do to get out of the relationship.
And they can negotiate, and that's where Bill negotiates his son. Yeah, I think there could be a weird negotiation to keep his son, but he walks away.
And who represents Bill in the negotiation?
Jordan. Okay, we got the last one here, and it's my favorite one. This is thanks in part to our friends over at Dudes on Dudes, the podcast. More likely, Drake May is a top 5 MVP candidate or throws 25-plus interceptions. More likely.
I'll go real quick, Dan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Top 5, baby.
Wow.
Top 5. Yeah. I'll just say this. He has top 5 physical traits.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's got Josh McDaniels, who is hell-bent on a quarterback to throw. He's not going to have his quarterback out there throwing 25 interceptions.
So. Oh, he's such a homer.
It's, you know what? It is a little bit of a just, you know, I got to just, I believe. I haven't, there's nothing that says, other than the athletic traits, that says he's going to be a top 5 player. So I'm going on gut there, Dan.
And that's all I have too, is we had a very mediocre, some good, some bad season. I think he's on his way. I think he'll be better. I do think he's a high event quarterback by nature, and it takes multiple seasons to kind of coach a guy out of being a gunslinger. I'm going 25. I think I'm not saying he's going to, but he'll be of the more likelies. I think he's still going to have some error in his game that McDaniels, it's going to take some time for them to coach out.
Dan Ball's right, because if he makes plays, he gets the rope to make mistakes, right? So
theoretically,
you could be right. He's good. He has talent. He's making some plays. But if you think about it, 25 interceptions sounds like a lot, right? Sounds like a really big number. But if you play 17 games, one per game gets you 17 right out the gates. And then you have a couple of those really bad games where you have 3 or 4. All of a sudden, you're knocking on the door of 25 interceptions pretty quickly. And did you watch last year? He tended to throw the ball to the other team.
Very different. Very different.
I'm insane. You just said Drake May is going to be a top 5 MVP candidate. I'm insane.
That extreme, the other one, to me, the 25 interceptions, no way. With this defense and that coach, they won't allow him to throw the ball downfield when he gets to 10 interceptions. Or 12 interceptions.
Well, they could run the ball a lot. They do have a couple.
We have been told they're going to be a run-first team.
They will make the offense so that he cannot throw interceptions.
Twitch chat, the beauty of Twitch chat. He's not going to throw 25 picks, the very next one. I'm calling for 21 interceptions. Well, if you're at 21, you're knocking on the door 25 pretty quick. And there was a couple others, Dark and Stormy Night, said 25-plus picks. So Drake May is going to be an interesting watch. An interesting listen. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Mike Giardi will join us as he does each and every, or at least most Fridays. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Prudential Center, located in the heart of Back Bay, features over 70 shops and eateries. Discovery at the center of it all. The Red Sox open up a 3-game series against the Yankees in the Bronx tonight. First pitch of game one is at 7:05. It's Walker Buehler against Will Warren on the mound. And you can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art Heart of Fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil tonight at 6:05. And Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. In the NBA, the Pacers beat the Thunder 111-110 to take a 1-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. Tyrese Halliburton hit the game-winning shot with 0.3 seconds remaining in the game. It was Halliburton's fourth game-tying or go-ahead field goal in the final 5 seconds of a game this postseason. Game 2 is set for Sunday night at 8 p.m. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Oilers and Panthers is set for tonight. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. in Edmonton. The Oilers lead that series 1-0. The Patriots return to the field for mandatory minicamp on Monday. The camp will run from June 9th through the 11th of next week. And from around the league yesterday, the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers agreed to a 1-year contract, and the Ravens and wide receiver Rashad Bateman agreed to a 3-year, $36.75 million extension. That includes $20 million guaranteed. Headed to Fenway for the game, park in Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop, dine, and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observation Deck. Just a short walk over to Fenway from the Prue. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Boston Sports Journal's Mike Giardi joins the guys, and that's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Apparently Dan Ball knows this song since he was just mimicking the drums.
I love it.
I kind of nailed that, didn't I?
You did.
What is this?
This is come on. This is, oh my gosh.
Why couldn't you have done this yesterday during Quiz with Stiz? I would have won.
Chili Peppers. My gosh.
Oh, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Come on. Okay.
But apparently Dan didn't know it, even though he knew it.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Come on, boys.
I'm sorry, Foo Fighters.
Where was this yesterday? I needed this yesterday.
Right.
You had every answer yesterday.
I'm having a rough. That traffic coming into work. All right,
I'll save you. Joining us
fighters.
Now on the phones, as he does every Friday, is Mike Giardi, and that means we get the best open in radio.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
I noticed the chuckle at the short joke there. It's not even true. He's not 2 inches taller than me. Mike Giardi, let's skip right past that. 72% of...
3 inches taller.
Oh, Jesus.
There it is.
Let's call Mike. If I take my Hokas off. Ted, by the way, Mike Giardi, also a Hoka guy.
No, I don't believe it. Nope.
He is.
Nope. Tevas, too, probably.
Probably.
No.
Mike, I put out a poll today asking about the most popular Patriots player, which, of course, is Efton Chisholm III. And 72% of respondents, Patriots fans, believe he is going to make the opening day roster. What is going on with all of this lust and love about Efton Chisholm? Is this for real or is this a spring mirage?
I don't know how anyone could say it's anything other than a spring mirage to this point. You know, we haven't seen him do anything in full pads.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him do anything when a defensive back can run through your back, which is something that they teach them not to do in OTAs. Look, here's what I'll say about him on a positive side, besides what you saw on tape in college at a lower level program, is that in the 3 weeks that we've seen him, we've only seen him once a week for the last 3 weeks because that's all we've been allowed to do.
Yep.
His opportunities have grown. He went from being with, you know, the back end of the roster guys in the first time we saw him to getting some work with the second team the second time we saw him to getting some work with the quote-unquote first team the third time we saw him. Now, look, there were absences. You know, as we know, Diggs hasn't really been here very much. Kendrick Bourne wasn't there this past week. Mac Hollins still has not been cleared to participate, has not dressed at all. He's been there but hasn't dressed. And Jalen Polk is also making his way back from shoulder surgery. So some of the opportunities, because there's not as many guys, but some of it is like, okay, what we've given, he's shown he can handle, and we'll give him some more, and we'll see how it plays when they get into real competition, because it's still, no matter what anyone says, and you read a lot of it in the last 3 weeks, we haven't hit the real competition part.
You know, Mike, I'm curious. You know, I know OTAs, they probably don't look maybe too dissimilar to maybe what mini camp's going to look like, but mini camp, everyone's going to be there, so it'll be full participation. Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be out there on Monday, so I look forward to seeing you there. But dude, what does this mini camp represent for you? What are your big things that you want to see from this mini camp? Questions that you have that you think hopefully mini camp might answer?
Yeah, I think first and foremost for me, it starts with the quarterback, right? And, you know, it's been sort of an uneven ride here from the times that we've gotten to see him. But are you continuing to make progress from the last time where you saw you were, you know, I know the stats, whatever, you can take the stats and throw them out the window too. But, like, it looked better. He looked faster. He looked like he was playing faster. And I want to continue to see that. To me, that's really important. How quickly does he grasp the offense? Because it'd be a lot better if he grasped the offense in, say, early August as opposed to, you know, late September, early October, which is kind of the case last year, even if he did have the good run at the end of training camp. So to me, like, do that and, you know, you're well on your way to being a respectable football team. And then for me, the other parts of it is just like, how do they slot the receivers when they're all there? You know, again, not expecting Diggs to be a full go, not expecting Hollins to be a full go, but who's in line? Because we know that even though it's not the greatest competition in terms of top-level talent, there is competition for maybe four guys for one spot, four guys for two spots, depending on how you feel about Chisholm. So that's a part of it to me that's important. And then I guess lastly, just like Christian Barmore, keep being out there. You know, like he looks good, he looks quick, he looks like he's in shape, like maybe the best shape he's ever been in since he's been a Patriot. And you know, no predicting, foretelling what the blood clot situation can be going forward. But, like, having Christian Barmore be Christian Barmore would be huge for this team.
Mike, on that wide receiver competition point of what we want to see next week, who we only have limited data to work with to this point, but who would you imagine is on the outside looking in right now? And if you're fighting for those one or two spots, which guys profile out as that classic bottom of the depth chart wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Javon Baker is on the outside looking in. I think that there you could make the case that Jalen Polk's on the outside looking in, even if he was only, just a year ago, a second-round pick. Because, again, Elliott Wolf has loyalty to him, but this coaching staff doesn't. So, while I've liked the way he's been moving, he hasn't been moving against defenders. He's just been moving against air as he rehabs from the shoulder surgery. So those are two guys that, last year, second and a fourth, Baker's going to make people stand up out of wheelchairs. And now we could be in a situation where neither guy's on the team. And I would say two other names, there would be Booty, who obviously played a lot last year, but Mac Hollins is making the team unless there's something physically that he can't come back from. They paid him $4 million guaranteed, which isn't crazy, but he's on the roster. He's here for a reason. He's here to actually lead that room. So I can't imagine he's not on the roster. He's an X. Kyle Williams, the third round pick, they'd love him to be the starting X. So he's an X. Where does Booty fit? He's not a pure X. They had to play him last year out of desperation, but I don't know. I don't think it's easy for him. And then the last one is Pop Douglas, and Pop Douglas has the connection to Efton Chisholm. You're hearing Chisholm's name a lot from well-connected media people because there are people internally that like Efton Chisholm. Now, can he carry it over? As I said, when it matters, I don't know. But if he does, it could be a little bit duplicitous there, the two of them,
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. There is a little bit of
overlap there. Yeah. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I got to ask you two questions about Stephon Diggs. First is the whole thing, that crap sheet, and we had a fight of whether he said he did pass the physical or will or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Has he passed his physical? Has some money been paid out? Is money due to him now? Where are we in Stephon Diggs in that situation?
So my read of the situation is that he has not been cleared medically, which means he has not passed his physical yet, which would mean that there is money that he needs to be paid, or he's supposed to be paid, that hasn't been paid yet because he hasn't gotten to that point yet. Like I said, we saw him last week and he's moving pretty well for a guy that's 6-7 months removed from the ACL surgery. So I don't doubt that he's going to pass the physical, assuming that they want him to pass the physical.
And the second part of that question, is this now water under the bridge with Stephon Diggs because he's there and they made up whatever? And I need to combine that with, we have a correspondent named Stiz who's been covering the social media battle with Offset and Stephon Diggs, yep, and sort of threats of violence from Offset because Stephon Diggs is messing with his kid and all that. Is that adding to the pile of kind of, ooh, we don't care for this that we're involved with Stephon Diggs?
I would say that they came to an agreement that this sort of, that the boat thing can't happen again. I don't think it was any coincidence that he was at OTAs and visible to all of us when he was last week. But this is, I think it's a second strike. It's not a first strike. You know what I mean? I think it's [S2] Yeah. [S1] Hey, dude, we're willing to put this money on the table for you. Nobody else necessarily was. We still think you can be a really productive player. You'd be important to us. But we can't be doing this. Because, again, the most important thing is good players, as Mike continues to say, but they have tried to work the culture, and I'm not sure that their culture is necessarily ready to take on someone if he's going to continue this sort of bent, which, maybe it's just part of who he is at this point.
I'm kind of fascinated about what the potential is for this defense. No one's really talking about the defense, and rightfully so. More attention's been laid to the offense, Mike, but just, I mean, they got four or five starters in free agency for the defense. I'm curious, what are your thoughts of what the potential might be for this defense? Clearly, they couldn't rush the passer. They were terrible against the run. Do you see the improvements they made via free agency really given this defense? I mean, what do you think their ceiling is for this year?
I think it's a pretty high ceiling. I think your best path to respectability, or in many people's, you know, including you guys, a couple of you at least, you know, 10, 11 wins, is if that's going to happen, then those guys got to be dogs. And I think there is the foundation to be that. Again, I keep going back to Barmore. As you pay Milton Williams the money you paid him, and you think he continues on the same sort of track that he's been on in his career, and granted, you know, some of the pass rush win weight, that stuff will come down a little bit because he's going to play about 30-40% more snaps than he's ever done in Philadelphia. But, like, if he can continue to be that kind of player, and then you had a healthy, focused Barmore, then all of a sudden life is a lot easier for Keon White on the or Braden Swinson, the rookie from LSU, or maybe Harold Landry gets to, you know, do his cleanup sacks again. Like, that can make life a lot easier because those two guys can command such attention and cause such havoc in the heart of that defense. Like, that's, to me, the fastest path for them being a good football team is for that defense to be back to being in that top 10, you know, sort of range where they actually, when I say top 10 too, I mean, like, they're doing it against good teams, not the beat up against the bad quarterbacks and the bad teams. Do it against Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson too.
Mike, do you see defensive rookies that you anticipate pushing for starting reps on this group?
Well, I'll tell you, Woodson, the safety, the fourth round pick that was, you know, generated some sort of, what are they doing here? It seems a little bit of a reach. He looks the part so far. And again, shorts, we're not there yet, but the thing that has stood out to me is that he seems to be where he's supposed to be, the right place. You know what I mean? Like, there hasn't been him scrambling to get into position, or like, no, he's where he's supposed to be, and he's making some plays on the ball, and like, he sort of looks the part. And there's, you know, a lot of internal buzz about just how smart a player he is and how tough a player he is. And like, with Duggar still coming back from his ankle surgery, we haven't seen him yet. And, you know, Peppers obviously is going to be in the middle of that defense, I would imagine. But Woodson gives them that potential of free safety that, quite frankly, if I'm thinking about Marcus Epps and I'm thinking about Jalen Hawkins, if Woodson can do it, I'd much rather play Woodson.
Mike, we play a little game here called More Likely on WEEI Afternoons.
Revolutionary. Sort of, you'll never guess the rules.
It's either or. It's binary, so you got to pick between the two options. And one of our choices today was Drake May will either be a top five MVP candidate or he'll throw 25 interceptions. Which are you picking for 2025?
Oh, I'd say top five MVP candidate.
What?
Not that I would bet.
Homer Horn?
Money.
I'm with you, Mike. All right, let him go.
Over
go ahead,
25
Mike.
Interceptions.
Yeah, right.
25 interceptions is hideous. 25 interceptions is Jameis Winston before the LASIK and probably still after. Like, I, you know, if he throws 25 interceptions, then we got this whole thing wrong. Or they got the whole thing wrong. Not me. I didn't make the pick. They did. But they got it wrong. or they're developing them wrong or something, because that would be...
I can't imagine.
That would be mind-boggling.
I can't imagine Josh letting him get to, I don't know, 17, 18 interceptions, let alone 25.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But when we talked to him, whatever that was, 3 weeks ago, I mean, he was talking like it was Josh, and it was a different tone than he took last year when he talked about the turnovers, because every once in a while he'd say, nah, I can't do it. And then, like, in the same answer, or maybe, like, the next question, he'd be like, well, I mean, that's just who I am.
You know,
I'm gonna make
right.
a play.
Yeah, he did.
And the last time we talked to him, he was like, nah, he didn't stray that way. Like, you can tell Josh was in his ear, like, dude, you cannot be throwing a pick or two, fumbling once or twice a game. If you're going to do that, we're not going to win a lot of football games.
Mike, before we let you go, I got to throw a question out there from one of our Twitch chat peeps. Monty Mack has been aggressively attacking me because I had the audacity to bring up race in regards to Efton Chisholm. Do you believe that part of the narrative surrounding Efton Chisholm and his popularity is the fact that he is a white slot receiver?
I mean, come on. How is it not? We lived through Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, and Danny Amendola. When Austin Carr, do you remember Austin Carr from like 5 or 6 years ago?
Yep.
Austin Carr had a good OTAs, and then he had like a nice beginning of the training camp, and it was like, oh my God, they did it again. They found the next guy. Austin Carr didn't play here, had a couple good games in New Orleans, but like that was it. It was over. Like, so yeah, I'm sorry. There definitely has been, there are parts of the fan base that definitely latch onto that.
Thank you, Mike Giardi, for clearing that up and setting Monty Mack and others straight. It is what it is. Mike, I hope you have a good weekend. Get out there on the paddleboard. Ted, you know he's a paddleboarder?
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
He's
ripped,
too. Gotta be outside, man. Gotta be outside, Ted. Just trying to keep up with you, man.
Attaboy.
See you, Mike.
Have a good weekend. See you, bud.
See you, boys.
That's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, with some interesting takes on the New England Patriots as he and we prepare for mandatory minicamp on Monday. We'll revisit a couple of the notes there because I always like watching Ted Johnson when he listens to guests and reacts with some faces and a little flexing, moving, pointing, adjusting.
I give it away every time.
We'll get Ted's takes on Mike Giardi next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons. With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Oh, I'd say top five MVP candidate.
What?
Not that I would bet. 25 interceptions is hideous. 25 interceptions is Jameis Winston before the LASIKs and probably still after. Like, I, you know, if he throws 25 interceptions, then we got this whole thing wrong. Or they got the whole thing wrong. Not me. I didn't make the pick. They did. But they got it wrong. or they're developing them wrong or something, because that would be...
I can't imagine.
That would be mind-boggling.
Giardi's on his game, man. He was on his game today.
He was. And, I mean, obviously that's why it is a game. Like, 25 interceptions is a large number, but that's what it's made. And I have embraced the idea just in my head, because I'm a Drake May guy, so I may actually be doing something here. I may be setting him up to defend him in that, it's only 1.3 interceptions per game if you look at. Yeah. I know. But he's a young gunslinger quarterback that you're going to have to ride the bull a little bit here.
And I thought Mike made a really good example, a good point, I should say, to if you remember Drake May's comments after some of these games with the interceptions, it was like, well, you know, that's just kind of my nature.
Right.
There was a cavalier attitude to playing that position that we'd never really heard from. I mean, that is, we all know when Bill Belichick's the coach here, that turning the ball over is unacceptable.
Right.
It is, I mean, for Ramondre Stevenson to have seven fumbles last year
and like, keep playing
to have three.
Right.
It would have been shocking if Bill would have kept playing him.
So do you need to, because we always get into the comparison, Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, the whole story was that Daboll arrived and he tore it down and then he built it back up. Are we in a teardown process with Drake May? Does he have to not only get rid of the interceptions, but the mentality in his head that that's like part of the cost of doing business certain times? Like,
there's a recalibration to that. And so what his natural instinct might be is to let throw. There's something in the back of his brain is going to be Josh McDaniels saying, do not throw that ball. Check it down.
Check it down to Afton Chisholm.
And so that little hesitation, true, right? It might be a little wonky, clunky to start, but then eventually it just becomes your new nature. Now.
And that might have been some of those interceptions on day one, because, again, we weren't there, but I believe two of them were targeting Travion Henderson, so that's correct, a check down. So maybe his instinct is like, I'm going. Oh, yeah, Josh said don't do that, and now he's late, and maybe he has a tell to a check down. So that will evolve. I do think there is something to that. I do think he's got a little bit of a stallion swagger to him that will cost you in the long run in the NFL, because you need to take the easy ones. You need to not force the long ones.
Do you know who thought, I can throw it right in that little?
Drew.
That's it.
And you know who he threw it to? The other team made plays.
At the end of his career, he's really started throwing to the other team. Yeah.
And he made great plays. Like, I don't want to discount what he was, but
it always went to someone.
Yes. But Drew is a perfect example of a guy who had faith in his arm. Yep. I can get it in there. The window's only this. Don't worry. And he also had some good guys on the other end. Ben Coates is a guy we've talked about. So not only does he have faith in his own arm, but he has faith in Ben Coates' ability to body out a linebacker and take it in. So I do think we're going to fixate on some of the just schematic mental stuff. The other hurdle is the mental style or the mental confidence, which you got to be careful with, right? Because you don't want to break it.
Right. I think if it's that deeply ingrained, like if you're taking that from all the way through travel ball up to high school to college, and then it was kind of validated in the pros with the way he was deployed by Alex Van Pelt, then that's a delicate process.
Because you don't want, like, I think they did it in Buffalo where they somehow took away the real stupid stuff, but kept him as Josh Allen, cocky and confident, and he still believes he's the best player on the field and he can do certain things. Like, there's that balance between, you totally break him and then go, uh-oh, he's a broken quarterback.
And not for nothing, this offseason, did we get any answers about the mental makeup of the quarterback? Clear the runway for Drake May? Like, when you're talking about
Dan Ball.
Well, but when you're talking about the mental side of the quarterback, we have more questions than answers with this guy at this point, don't we?
Yeah.
We do. And that's,
so that's just to the point of the delicate balance of you're trying to coach him up but not break him.
I think it's a really good point that Dan, you're bringing up, because I was hoping this offseason I would hear more, I don't know, leadership stuff from him.
Like he got all the receivers together and they were in Malibu they rented a house and they
and a boat.
No boats.
Okay, like the examples of him taking ownership of this being his team, I haven't.
In fact, if I wanted to acknowledge Dan Ball's side of the street on
which
this
you don't
argument,
need to do,
but I will.
Okay,
he didn't talk after the season finale. He didn't talk after the head coach was fired on garbage bag day, and
he wasn't there for the first day of the head coaching being hired.
He wasn't there for the head coach being hired.
Oh, yeah.
And he also had this weird Joe Milton thing where the runway was cleared for him. Well, did he need the runway cleared for him? Was that going to be an issue? Do you just perceive it as an issue? Like, if you can paint that as a fear of where he is mentally, leadership-wise. So you're right. This offseason, there were more questions than there were answers for a year or two jump in leadership.
I think it's a fair point. That's why I'm a little bit...
I don't like that point, so let's just move on from it.
Hesitant to...
Back to Afton Chisholm we go.
To just lean into your confidence on... I have to be... It's a little bit tepid because I still... There's a lot of questions out there when it comes to him.
Absolutely, but nobody thinks he's going to throw 25 interceptions except Dan Ball thinks it's a possibility.
Maybe
right?
even 30.
Whoa. I'm just kidding. Up next, we're going to talk a little Boston Red Sox because a huge... I think huge is a fair description of this series in New York against the Yankees.
I think that's fair.
Huge series against the Yankees starts tonight. Walker Buehler on the mound. It's make or break time for the Boston Red Sox in early June. Talking about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.